We're going to start the mission again. Kaidim Shan Dav Yudalan on the days. Kaidim Shani Yashin Shani Medaber Shani Mahalach. Person bans that he will sleep. That's forbidden to him, even though it's written in the Lashon of Shul, but it means the Neder. Shani Medaber Shani Mahalach. Haim Elisha Kaidim Shani Misham Sheikh. He bans the relationship with her. Harazabala Yahu Dvarai. Dr. Gemari Yepa. Kaidim Aini Mashina Hayayim and Isha Lamachar. Why these people do these strange things, I have no idea. But this is what the guy said. He bans sleep today if he will sleep tomorrow. So the issue is today, the condition is tomorrow. Now, if he sleeps today, he better not sleep tomorrow, but then retroactively, he has violated the issue. If he doesn't sleep today, then he can sleep tomorrow, because he didn't violate the issue, so the condition is meaningless. The question is, can we trust him to go sleep today, and we'll rely on him that he will not sleep tomorrow? Again, what do we tell people? So, Amar Yehuda Marav, Al Yishin Ayayim, Shema Yishin Lamachar. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav as saying, can't trust a person to keep conditions. He's more apt to keep what's forbidden than to keep things that retroactively make something usher, because that's a condition. In the minds of people, condition is not as strict as the isser, because usually conditions are pre-isser. This is a condition that works post-isser, so we don't trust them. Nachman Amar, Yashin Hayayim, V'leichashin Yam, Yashin Lamachar. Nachman says you trust him, and I understand Dr. Harris's ha'ara, and that is, it really depends on the person. I guess it's what we tell regular people that, yeah, we can't change the law. What do we tell people if they ask us what to do? Later of Yehuda, however, Yehuda agrees. If he makes the isser post the tanai, meaning if he sleeps today, he won't sleep tomorrow. So then if he sleeps today, it's a question of isser. And in a question of isser, everybody's careful. Because when is a person not careful when it comes to condition? I will be isser, misdar. But in an isser, he is careful. Zuck the rush. Zuck the rush. I'm learning the rush of the Gemara. Im Yishulamachar. Aser Asma Bishina Hayayim. He banned himself in sleep today. The Tanai, Im Yishulamachar. With a Tanai, if he sleeps tomorrow. Chashina Shema Yashulamachar. Even the Shinas Machar, Einiki Im Tanai. It is only a Tanai. Loim is dire. He's not careful. Ubavada Yashun. And for sure, he will end up going to sleep. Doctor, you had a question? I thought I saw your hand up.
Well, I was trying to make an observation with respect. The question, the answer, it depends on the person, not a very interesting answer. The question that you ask is much better. I don't know if it's more than the forceful view of it, which is, can you cause a retroactive isser?
There's no question. You can.
Onto something.
You can. You can. You can make what you did a violation of a neder, correct? That doesn't seem to be a question of the law.
Okay, so Dr. Harris,
right. Dr. Gemara Vite. Tanan. So the reason this Gemara is here is we're going to try to prove it from our Mishnah. Now, he's banning himself from sleep. I mean, he has to say it in a lashon that works. Sleep is asur on me. Speaking is asur on me. Talking is usher, and walking is usher on me. Now, the first thing the Gemara has to say is, what is the case? He made this ban, like the way it is. Elay mekediktani, shani yashan, miyav nidra. Can you make a neder on a less and a non-object? On a davar she'ein by mamish, something that's not tangible. But nan, we have a Mishnah. Right, we have a Mishnah. Chaymer b'shvuas, this is a Mishnah coming up. Chaymer b'shvuas. Shashvua, I'm sorry, this is a Mishnah in Shuas. Shashvua, the guy is Vatanya, it's a Braitza. Chaymer b'shuas, Shashvua's chalas al davar sheyesh by mamish, al davar sheyesh by mamish. One can swear on something tangible or not, because he's tangible. Mashayin came in the dark. Vishina, davar sheyesh by mamish. So first we have to translate the words of the Mishnah. Before we use our Mishnah to prove anything, let's understand the Mishnah.
Right.
Mishnah talks about something non-tangible. How do you make a nether on something non-tangible? Ella, the amekainim eini mishina. So the first thing is to explain that the way the Mishnah works is he didn't say sleep is banned. He said my eyes are banned from sleep. And eyes are davar she'yesh bo mamash. We have similar Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zok, is there a rush? No rush yet. Zok the Gemara, again, by me, the rush is on the net page before. So I have to look back. Artscroll decided, Izvahada decided to move it to the right page. Makes life easier. Frak the Gemara, but there's another problem. Mishavkina le'adav asisah bayachol. Again, this is based on a Gemara in Shuas that talks about a concept called Shuas Shav. There are worthless Shuas. There are different kinds of Shuas Shav. A guy that swears that this is stone is a Shuas Shav. A guy that swears this is wood might be a Shuas Shav. It was an unnecessary Shua, unless it was necessary. A guy that swears he'll do something that's impossible is a Shuas Shav. The Gemara says, if a guy swears he won't sleep for 3 days, he gets Malkus right away for violating Shuas Shav, and he can sleep. Because there's no way he can go 3 days without sleeping. It is a Shua that can't work. It's a worthless Shua, and therefore he'll get Malkus right away for swearing falsely, for swearing Shav, for swearing for no reason. There's Malkus for Shuas Shav. So, obviously, he was warned, don't you make a Shuas Shav, and he made the Shuas Shav, he'll get Malkus. Now, again, that means you can't make a Shua on an impossible. Now, by Neder, there's no Neder Shav. There's no Neder Shav. But if Shuas Shav is not Chal, either is Neder Shav. We learn from there that you can't ban something that's impossible. Now, we don't give Malkus by Neder Shav, but it's not good to do. It's usher. So therefore, how can the Mishnah say the guy banned his eyes from sleep forever? It's a non-neder. How can the Mishnah say for Yaakov Dvaray? It's never chal. It never comes on. Impossible can't work. Do we leave him to his neder by Yaakov? Meaning, does this neder have any value? If a guy swears he won't sleep 3 days, he gets Malkus right away, and he can go to sleep, because the neder, the shua is never called. You can't make a shua on an impossible. Now, let's do the rush. Zuck the rush. Mishav kina le'adav v'isav b'yachol. The Mishnah de Masnis and the Tanar Zeb b'yachol. The way the Mishnah said that there's an isra b'yachol, mashma, lo'aved hashti isura, b'shas ha'neder, that at this point he has violated nothing. When he sleeps, he'll be violating his neder. For Alessa, the Bishat HaNeder of an Isura. The Rush said there's an Isra for a neder shav. Shehaitzi neder levatala bipev b'dava sheyav shalakaimai. Ube shvua, kiyaitze by the shvua, like him, shum shvua shav. By shvua, he would get Malkus. Ube nedarim, Isura deka. By neder, there's no neder shav that you get Malkus for. But it's usher to do. And when he goes to sleep, he doesn't violate anything. The he can't keep his neder. He's bothered by the words mishav kinale. Do we let him? We don't force him to go to sleep. By shvua, we say we don't leave him because he gets malchus right away. By neder, we don't use the word do we leave him or not leave him, because we're not giving him malchus. But since by shvua it says the mishav kinale, shum to alter malchus, I say, because we give him malchus right away, the mishum to yevsher, have yeshua shav, now kinami gab in the Torah. Really, the question, do we leave him, is a wrong question. There's no, we're not doing anything to him now. We wouldn't say we leave him, we would say he did an isser. Mishav kinale is by shvua, we don't wait around, we give him malchus right away. So therefore, since we use that lashon by shvua, the Gemara borrows it by neder. What the Gemara means to say is, his isser he did now, when he goes to sleep, is doing nothing wrong. Because the neder never works. Just like by shvua, it doesn't work. By neder, it doesn't work. Now, by shvua, there's a result of malchus, because there's a parsha called shvua shav. There is no parsha called neder shav that gets malchus. But it's usser. You don't not allowed to stay in neder shav. So you did the isser now. Not le'yachel, but you did the isser now. It's usher. But the Mishnah makes it sound the isser is later. It's not later. Nothing happens later. The neder is never chal. Now, the simple answer to Gemara would be that he bans himself asleep for a day, for 2 days. But that would be no chiddush. What would be the chiddush in the Mishnah if a guy makes a neder on an object for a day or two, then it's chal? Why would the Mishnah tell me this case?
What?
The Mishnah is trying to tell me a chiddush. What chiddush is there if the case of the Mishnah is that he banned his eyes and sleep for 24 hours? Of course he's talking about Yahu Devarah. What new thing is the Mishnah teaching me? Therefore, we're looking to see a case that the Mishnah would be telling me a chiddush.
Impossible.
No, impossible for sure the Mishnah doesn't mean. Because it would never work. Why would it be Eivah by Yachol? Mishnah sounds like when he sleeps, he gets an Isser. Not true. By impossible, it doesn't work. If it would work, that would be a big chiddush. But it doesn't work. So therefore, that can't be shot in the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah mean to tell us? That if a person bans his eyes and sleep for 24 hours, he violates by Yachol? We know that already. There's no chiddush in this Mishnah.
How about the shove part?
It's not talking about shove. But then the Mishnah wouldn't say Le'yachu Dvarai. Again, if the Mishnah was saying let's shove, the Mishnah should say, person who bans himself in sleep is not over anything if he sleeps. He's over when he talks, he's not over when he sleeps. The Mishnah says Arzo Be'yachu Dvarai, which means when he goes to sleep, he's over.
Le'yachu is only for
a nedder,
not for
a shuwa. It is for shuwa also, but not a gay out here. By shuwa, there's an it's a shuwa shove. He violated right away. By neder, there's no malchus for neder shav. Again, let me make it clear because I don't think I'm coming across. The Gemara is saying the Mishnah can't mean forever. Because if it would be forever, then the Mishnah wouldn't be saying the truth. Can't say he's Eivah Bal Yachol. He's not. He's not Eivah Bal Yachol when he sleeps. So why is the Mishnah saying, must be that the Mishnah is not talking about forever. Because it's not true forever.
When is he over?
What? By what?
The Mishnah.
When he goes to sleep. Hayez Ebel Yachol Dvar, he can't break his word. What does break your word mean?
He doesn't say that he went to sleep, though, in the Mishnah.
Again, what does Le'yachol Dvar I mean? You're right, it doesn't say that. But translate the word Le'yachol Dvar.
He's over a lot.
No, that's not what it says. What does the word Le'yachol Dvar I mean?
Should not break his word.
Break your word means you did something that breaks your word. Right.
When you sleep.
But if it's forever, it's not true. Therefore, the Mishnah can't mean forever. If it could mean forever, it would be a big chiddush. But it doesn't mean that. So we're looking for a case what the Mishnah does mean. Ruling out the case of sleep forever. That can't be the case.
Why did it go from mutter usser before? Was it realized mutter usser? Why did all of a sudden change?
Great question. We'll get there later. That's not the point now. You have a kasha of the Mishnah? Wonderful. That's not the point now. We want to figure out the case of the Mishnah. We tried that he banned himself for sleep forever. If that would work, that would be a great chiddush in the Mishnah. But it's not true. It doesn't work. He can go to sleep right away if he wants to. And he wouldn't be violating anything. Whatever he did wrong when he spoke, not when he's sleeping. So now, we want to know what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. What is the case that the Mishnah is teaching us that I wouldn't have known without this Mishnah? That's what we're looking for. Zakti Gemara. In order to find the chiddush, we're going to do the case of Rav Nachman or Rav Yehuda. That there was a condition involved. Ella pshita. Lama kaina ain the machine hayayim. The mission lamachar. Must be that the case of the Mishnah is that he said, I ban myself today if I sleep tomorrow. And the Mishnah is saying, if you end up sleeping tomorrow, you get a lav of Le'yachol. But according to Yehuda, he shouldn't be sleeping today. The Mishnah is saying, because we're looking for a chiddush, we're inserting things into the Mishnah. Now, when the guy banned his eyes from sleep, he said, I ban my eyes from sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. That means, and the Mishnah is telling me, if he sleeps tomorrow, he will be over Bal Yachol retroactively. That would be a chiddush, that there's Bal Yachol retroactive. But that assumes that you slept today. But if you didn't sleep today, you won't be over Bal Yachol if you sleep tomorrow. is a raya from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is allowing you to sleep today, even though tomorrow is a condition. If you violate it, you'll retroactively be over by Yahoo. But we never say don't sleep today. We just say you'll be over by Yahoo if you sleep tomorrow. That's a right to Rav Nachman, not like the Behuda.
Nachman is giving advice. He's not giving up stock.
Again, but the Mishnah is assuming his advice, which means not like Rav Yehuda, who said you shouldn't sleep today. Zog
Gemara. What hasra did you give the guy? Is that hasra stuffing? I mean, what do you tell me? You're going to get malchus if you sleep. Tomorrow you sleep.
So I saw that, Kasha. It's a good Kasha. I want everybody to hear that. But I don't remember the answer, I'll be honest. I don't remember what the answer is. I'm trying to figure out if the answer is to give him that straw when he's over the tonight. You tell him when he sleeps the next day that if you sleep now, you'll be retroactively over a lav. And that would be an adequate asra. Not at the time, today. You would warn him the next day. If you go to sleep now, since you slept yesterday, you'd be over. I think that's the answer, but I'm not sure. Zakti Gemara. Elab shita dama kainam ainim bishinayayim and bishinlamachar. V'ilo inayim hayayim, kinayim lamachar may b'achol devarayka. If Rabbi Yehuda is right, it should never get to that. Elalav b'dinayim. Must be that we let him sleep. Almeitza dinayim. So we see that you're allowed to sleep today. Uchuf to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, tiktoni d'inayim. Not true. The Mishnah is not advising whether you should or shouldn't sleep. If you sleep today and then sleep tomorrow, you'll be over by Yahoo. The Mishnah is not telling you you're allowed to sleep today. The Mishnah is talking to a guy who made an edder that he won't sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. And he slept today. Whether it's right or wrong is not the Mishnah's point. That's the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. The Mishnah is not getting involved. He did sleep today. So the Mishnah, that even though tomorrow is just a condition, by Yahoo is retroactive. The Mishnah is not telling me, go sleep today. The Mishnah is telling me, if you slept today and then sleep again tomorrow, you'll be over retroactively. That is true. The Mishnah is not telling you advice. The Mishnah is telling you fact. So therefore, you're asking under Yehuda that Mishnah sounds like you can sleep today? No, it doesn't. All the Mishnah is saying is, if you slept today and slept tomorrow, you'll be over by Yahoo. Dr. Rush. Keep Tani the Inayim. The Mishnah never told you go to sleep. So therefore, you can't slug up Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah never said don't go to sleep. The Mishnah never said go to sleep. The Mishnah just said, if you did sleep today and slept tomorrow, you're Rabbi Yehuda. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
again, there's a clause not going to... Just a similar devil. Stam Dor Lach.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We don't know which way to go, right? So a person will say you go sleep now because we're not worried about what's gonna happen tomorrow. Meaning we wanna, but in Dorim we're trying to be as tough as possible.
Only in translation of words.
But not in physical...
No, that's not... Some of the Dharma means you don't know what a word means that has two meanings.
I just use that as a similar
dover. Well, there's no similar dover. That's a made-up similar dover. There's no such halacha.
I'm just trying to...
We're not saying that every time you have a machlokes and nochas the dorm, you have to go lachmer.
We should be machmir, that the dorm should not be...
This is your thing. The Gemara never states that in a machlokes and masechta the dorm, you go lachmer. Never says it. You just made up a rule. Ravina Amar, la'olam kiritani. Ravina says, I can tell you a chiddush. And that will erase the whole need for saying that the Mishnah means condition. The whole first question was, it's non-tangible. So how can the Mishnah say about Yaakov, Nedra doesn't work on non-tangible? It's non-tangible. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's non-tangible. Well, my lawyer, about Yaakov Medrabbanon, even though Nedarim don't work on non-tangible, biblically they don't work on non-tangible. Rabbinically, there's an Isser of Bal Yachel, rabbinic Rial Yachel, that works on non-tangible. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The whole question started, what is the case of the Mishnah? Can't be sleep, it's non-tangible. Answer, yes, it is sleep. And it's non-tangible. And the Mishnah says, Bal Yachel Devarai, it means rabbinically. That was the first Teretz of Gemara. And then we had trouble, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? And we had to say it's talking about a condition. We asked the question of Rabbi Yehuda. We had to answer to the Mishnah. The second Teretz is saying the whole thing doesn't start. The Mishnah is going to be a whole different Chiddush. That a non-tangible net, a netter on a non-tangible, is rabbinically utter. Fact to Gemara, Meek, about Yaakov and Rabbanam. Is there such a thing? Is there by Yaakov rabbinically? Zog the Gemara in. Yes. Latanya. And I have a brisa. Dvarim ha-mutarim v'acherim noga v'yisr. If you have a city, pashtus, to avoid the issue, if others are noga v'yisr, meaning things that are mutter, and everybody knows they're mutter, and some city or some people decided that they're going to be machmer. Iyata v'shoy latirim b'fneyam. Can't tell them they don't have to keep their chumrah. Shenema v'yachud v'aray. So we see that the Rabbanan expanded the Deraisa to include things that are not really in the dark. Here is people that have a minig to be machmer or something. They know it's mutter, they're machmer. And then, it's really, really mutter. You're not allowed to tell them they don't just break it. Why? Because they had a chumrah, and therefore, since they had a chumrah, they have to keep it. They can be matter netter. Like you can be matter and netter, you can be matter your chumrah.
But let me finish.
They accepted it. Exactly. They didn't accept it with a netter. They just started being nice that way. They didn't make a formal acceptance. Therefore, we see all we want to prove is there's a concept of Layacho that's not a real netter. It's rabbinic. Same thing here. On an Ein by Mamish, it's rabbinic. By the way, this halacha is only true if they knew it was mutter and they did a chumrah. But if they thought it was usher and somebody informs them you're wrong, they don't have to keep it. Dr. Rush, we love the Rush. Guy said he won't sleep for a day, 2 days. Yes?
Yeah, but in other words, if you have a city and when a person says, I want to have a chumrah.
He doesn't say it. What if he acts that way?
He acts that way. It's the same thing. Acting it and doing it. It's not.
Well, hold on. It's not a netter. What makes it a netter?
It's a netter. I'm saying, but it's...
But the Gemara says it's for Yaakov. All right.
He's acting that he wants to have a chumrah. But when it doesn't... That's a good move. Bez did. Okay, good. But he's acting like it's something.
Yeah.
Okay? So Midrabanan is for Yaakov. Good. But who says... A Davish Ebo Mamish.
Ravina.
No, but
Ravina.
It's no comparison. Yeah. Davish Ebo.
Nobody said, one second. All we're
Davish Lobo Leolo.
If you let me answer you, it would help. Ravina is not making a comparison. He's answering this by Yaakov and Rabbana. You can ask him, do we ever find another case where the Rabbana expanded by Yaakov? Are you inventing something that doesn't exist? The answer is, there is another case. Not that case proves this case. All we're telling Ravina is telling us, there is another case. You see that the Rabbanan made up Bal Yachol on things. So I'm telling you, they made up the Bal Yachol on Davar Shem B'Mamish. He's not saying, since there it's that way, here it's that way. He's saying, since there is a concept out there, I'm telling you it exists here too.
And that would be?
Then maybe he wouldn't make it up.
No, I know the Rabbanan do that.
He has to have a proof that it exists. First of all, he doesn't have to have a proof.
That's right.
We bring a proof for him. that we find the concept of rabbinic Balyachol. Anyway, everybody should have a Ksivah Simatayt on good Gebet Shor. I want to ask everybody Mechila, because sometimes in Shir, there's no Shir tomorrow. Sometimes in Shir, I might be sharp to somebody, I insult them, and I want to ask Mechila, and I want to wish everybody a good Gebet Shor. Whatever a person needs, she gives this year. Simcha.